Welcome to Good News in the Morning, a program of words and music, bringing a Christian message of hope and encouragement to those who are looking for an intelligent, meaningful, and spirited approach to faith and to life.
Good News in the Morning is sponsored by Good News Christian Ministries and has been broadcast weekly since 1999. Do visit our website, gncm.ca. Here, you will find podcasts of the programs and introductions to the Ottawa pastors who deliver the good news to growing numbers of listeners worldwide. They appreciate and need your regular prayers. Our heartfelt thanks to all those who support us financially. And now, here is today's presentation.
Good morning. I'm your host today, Brian Wilkie of St. Andrew's Christian Church in Rockland. As we begin today, my prayer is that the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ would encourage and strengthen you. Today's broadcast is made possible through a generous donation in memory of Jeffrey Dancer. As we begin today, I want to address the question of how well we can know God. Because in a world where there's much that can't be known, I want to assure you today that God can be known by you, can be known personally and intimately, and can be known well and even fully. And I'm going to read to you a scripture that begins to address this theme. As Jesus, the Son of God, prays to his Father and says these words. After Jesus had said this, he looked towards heaven and prayed, Father, the time has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son may glorify you. For you granted him authority over all people, that he might give eternal life to all those you have given him. Now this is eternal life, that they may know you, the one true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. I have brought you glory on earth by completing the work you gave me to do. And Father, now glorify me in your presence with the glory I had with you before the beginning of the world. I have revealed you to those you gave me out of the world. They were yours, you gave them to me, and they have obeyed your word. Now they know that everything that you have given me comes from you, for I gave them the words you gave me, and they accepted them. They knew with certainty that I came from you, and they believed that you sent me. I pray for them. I'm not praying for the world, but for those you have given me, for they are yours. All that I have is yours, and all that you have is mine, and glory has come to me through them. So Jesus prays for his disciples and prays for certain outcomes that have to do with having eternal life. And he describes that eternal life is knowing God the Father and the Son, Jesus, whom the Father sent. So we're going to get a chance to look more deeply at this and understand what it means to know God and how God has made every provision to enable you to know him fully. And I'm going to talk about that, but this is a testimony of one singer from a few years back. The singer is Glenn Campbell, and the song he's going to sing is You Ask Me How I Know, from his album The Inspirational Collection. Would you listen to that with me?
You asked me when I gave my heart to Christ. I don't know. There came a longing for him in my heart some time ago. And I saw earth's flowers just fade and die. Looking for something that could satisfy my thirst. I do not know, I cannot tell you how. I don't know. I only know that he's my Savior now. My Savior now. And then somehow I seem to take the dare to lift my broken heart to God in prayer. Ask me how I gave my heart to Christ. I don't know. There came a yearning for Him in my soul so long ago. And I felt first flowers just fade and die, praying for someone that could satisfy my
Jesus says to his disciples that to know him is to have eternal life. To know God is to have eternal life. And when Jesus uses the word know, he's talking about more than just having some information. He's talking about a relationship, about knowing someone personally. We are very good at knowing people. In fact, through the ages, we've gotten to become have an increase in our knowledge about things like technology and science, about physics and biology. We've gained an increase in knowledge in all these areas, but one thing has remained a constant, one thing that humans have been able to do from the very beginning. They've been able to know each other. They've been able to know each other and figure each other out through long experience and exposure to one another, through understanding and activities together, through living life and getting to know other people. It's a very important trait that human beings have. We can know people very well. In this day and age, we find many people saying, well, there's a lot that we can't know. There are philosophical objections to describing anything as truth, as we find people speaking in the world today. They would like to say that you can't really know the truth, or that everybody has their own opinion and it changes, that the information isn't clear enough and it's all subject to interpretation. But we can know God. We can know Him well, because the thing that we've always been good at is knowing other people. And there's a few reasons why God is able to assure us that we can know Him well. For one thing, God made you to know Him. Yes, in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, God says, "Let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air and over the livestock and over all the earth and over all the creatures that move along the ground." So God created humanity in His own image. In the image of God, He created them. Male and female, He created them. So we see there that when God had in mind to create humanity, He had something different in mind for them than the birds of the air or the fish of the sea or the animals that go along the ground. He had an idea of making someone who was in His image, who was like Him. There's been a great deal of debate about how we're similar to God, how we are in His image. But the one thing that is clear, that these new creatures, Adam and Eve, would have a relationship with God. They would know Him. They would hear His word. They'd hear His voice. they'd respond to him, and they'd live with him. In fact, in chapter 3, we have an image of what's appeared to be the normal way of things, that Adam and Eve were in the garden, and they heard the Lord as he came into the garden to walk with them in the cool of the evening. That's Genesis chapter 3:8. Now, can you imagine that? We have some songs in our hymn book that speak about going to the garden and spending time with Jesus. But for us, it's very metaphorical. It's a different kind of presence. But there in paradise, Adam and Eve were able to walk with God. I don't know what sort of appearance God gave to himself when he walked with them, but they knew that he was with them, and he walked with them and talked with them and assured them of his great love. So God made you to know him. That's one of the first things that we need to know about the possibility of knowing God. He also has given us his word. You know, the Bible is not just a collection of people's ideas about God. The Bible is the word of God. It's God choosing the way he's going to reveal himself to us. If the God of all wisdom has chosen these words, has chosen this way to show us who he is, then we can be sure that it's the right way. There may be people who think that we could get to know God more easily if we just had a point form list or some kind of textbook that was clear in every way. But God has given us his word so that in reading it and in reflecting on it, in living out the commands that are there and embracing the faith that it declares and leading us into his grace, that we get to know God through daily interaction with him. We get to hear testimonies about how other people encountered God. We get to hear how God treated other people and see a consistent character in God that we can know and trust as we go through life. He's given us his word to tell us so many different aspects of his character and his personality and his mind so that we can know the mind of Christ by reading about him in Scripture. And that's because, and this is a key point in getting to know God, God wants us to know him. God wants to be known. Now, sometimes when you're trying to get to know another person, they don't necessarily really want to tell you all about themselves. They may brush you off and not have time for you. But it's not so with God. That God is ready to welcome you into his presence when you come to him and seek to know him. He does want to be known by you. In fact, he wants to spend eternity with you. For this reason, he sent his Son into the world, so that you could come to know God, and that God could spend eternity with you, free from sin, free from death, and able to enjoy you, and you able to enjoy God forevermore. There's another characteristic that allows us to know Jesus even better than we can know the closest people to us in our life, because Jesus speaks only the truth. God has said in his word that it's impossible for God to lie. And Jesus has described himself as the way, the truth, and the life. And even more than that, the disciples who walked with him and talked with him saw that he was, in fact, always honest, always straightforward in dealing with them. He sometimes said things that puzzled them and confused them, but he never misled them. He always speaks the truth. Now, when you're wanting to be known by somebody else, there may be secrets you want to keep. There may be things you just don't talk about, things that you don't want others to know about yourself. And it may be true for the people that you're trying to get to know, that they withhold some information or put a spin on it that makes it difficult to really know who the real person is. But we don't have that difficulty with God. God honestly wants to know us, speaks the truth to us, and he doesn't hide from us what is important to be known so that we can fully love him and walk with him. And there's one more thing I'd like to speak of before we go to our musical break, and that's to remind you that God has given his Holy Spirit. Yes, to all who receive Jesus, All who seek him can find him, and God will send his Holy Spirit to them. You know that words are a great way of getting to know people. That's the primary way we get to know people, watching them in action and understanding what they have to say. But God has gone a step farther by giving his Holy Spirit to help our minds and our hearts receive the word and understand it, so that in addition to what he says to us through the scriptures, the Holy Spirit indwells us and is able to interpret the scriptures to us, help us understand the events of our life as the scriptures and the Spirit teach us together, so that we can know God better. If you want to know God, we're going to take a few moments after this next song to speak about some of the barriers to knowing God, some of the reasons why you may have found it difficult to know him so far. But before we do that, let's listen to this song, a prayer which says, "Jesus, let us come to know you." This song is sung by Michael Card from his album, The Life. Listen to it with me, will you? Jesus, do let us come to know you. We know that it's only by God's grace, that by God being willing to be known, that we can ever get to know him. But if it's so important to God that we know him, and if God has done so much so that we can know him fully, why do we still struggle to understand who he is? And why is there so much distance from God in the world today? Well, the scriptures tell us clearly what God sees as the problems in getting to know him. The first and the biggest, you're going to recognize the word sin, that the way that people have disobeyed God has created a separation between us and God. Right from the beginning, as soon as Adam and Eve decided that they knew better than God, that they were going to do things their own way, that they didn't trust what God was telling them, as soon as that happened, they fell away from a perfect relationship with God. They let their pride, they let the deception of the serpent, they let their own decision about doing things their own way prevent them from fully trusting God and obeying him. Sin keeps on doing that to us in so many ways. One of the ways that sin has prevented people from knowing God is by their own turning away from God, by their own rejection of God. Many people are afraid that if they turn to God, then they're going to have to change things in their life that they are attached to, that they like. Like the rich young ruler who turned away because he didn't want to use his money for God's purposes, he wanted to use his money for his own purposes. Like the Pharisees who turned away Jesus because they didn't like the way Jesus wanted them to live, they wanted to live a different way. Like the many people throughout history who have chosen to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, instead of the eternal joy of knowing God. There are many people who are trying not to know God because they don't want to change their lives. But for those who do want to change their lives, sin is a barrier until it's repented of, until we say to God, we're sorry for what we've done, and we commit to Him that we're going to do it His way. We know we don't have the strength to do it alone, but we don't have to do that alone. We know we can say to God, I give my life to You, and He will remake it and revise it and help us to make the changes that are needed. But even at that, sometimes we don't know God well because of other effects of sin in the world around us. Sometimes we've been deeply hurt, and it's hard to trust anybody. What we need is healing. What we need is our emotional and spiritual wounds to be corrected and fixed. And that's something that God does want to do in our lives. God does want to take away the sting of the hurts that you've experienced in the past. He's willing to heal you and bless you, encourage you and console you, and lift you up so that you are able to trust again. So be ready to go to God with your hurts and pains. Instead of hiding away from Him because you're afraid, come to the One who is the healer of your soul. Another area that we are troubled by sin in being able to know God is in the area of misinformation. The first story of sin in the Bible, where the serpent deceives Adam and Eve, is a familiar story because so much deception goes on in the world around us. God is blamed for things that are the fault of evil people. God is put on the dock. He's judged by people for not agreeing with them and their ways. God is misrepresented as someone who's looking for a chance to smite people. God is misrepresented as someone who doesn't care about the way you live and has no concern about any of the things you're doing that are damaging in your life. God is misrepresented in a myriad of ways, and in order to get past that misrepresentation, you've really got to look at what God has said, what God has done, and this you will find in the Scriptures, in the Word of God. We need to have our misconceptions about God corrected and brought under the light of His grace and His love and His truth. The Scriptures enable us to get past the deceptions that are around us in the world. And the biggest thing that we need to watch out for, the thing that we can be most responsible for, is dealing with our own pride. Pride is a barrier to knowing God, because God is the center of all existence. God is the center of life and the purpose of life. And for many of us, we want to be the center. We want to be the focus of attention. We want to be the most important. In God, we are so important, so valuable, and so significant, but we will never be the center of a universe that has God. And we've got to humble ourselves and allow God to take first place in the world and in our lives. Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of God. The great command says, love the Lord God with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind. And these things we must do in order to know God fully. We need to commit ourselves to submitting to God, to allowing Him to remove our sin and turn us away from disobedience, allowing Him to renew our minds and deliver us from the misconceptions we have. We need Him to help us be humble and accept the teaching that He's giving through His Word and His Church and His Holy Spirit. Let's remember these things, and let's have great hope that we can know God, that we can know Him fully, we can know Him as the center of our lives. Let's turn to God in prayer. Almighty God, we give You thanks and praise that You have chosen us to be Your companions in this life and through eternity. We pray, Almighty God, that You would deliver us from sin, forgive us for all our faults, and lead us in the path that is everlasting, so that we might enjoy You even as You enjoy Your children. We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, and we thank You for the great gift You've given us in knowing Him. Amen. And today, as we conclude our broadcast, you're going to hear our announcer talk us out of the broadcast. But in the meantime, we're also going to listen to another song about the glory and majesty of God. It's Awesome God, written by Rich Mullins and sung in this instance by the Maranatha Praise Band. And God bless you today as you seek to know Him and find Him in your daily life.
Thank you for tuning in. If you have been blessed and encouraged, do tell your friends about this program. Feel free to send in questions and comments via the website. And be sure to share your good news if you have come to faith through listening. But the program on its own is not enough. Don't forget to join other Christians in worship in a church where the gospel is soundly proclaimed and where it is lived out with compassion, integrity, and resolve. We so appreciate the donations, which we depend on to keep us on the air week by week. We invite individuals, companies, to donate any amount, anytime, or to sponsor our programs on an annual basis. Please donate via our website or make a check out to Good News Christian Ministries and send it to 96 Pheasant Run Drive, Ottawa, Ontario, K2J2R5, Canada. Be part of the movement that is affecting lives worldwide. May you come to know Jesus Christ personally and profoundly. May the Holy Spirit reside deeply within your heart, and may you feel our Heavenly Father surrounding you with His constant, abiding, accompanying love.
Good News in the Morning is produced in the studios of News Talk Radio 580 CFRA.